Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
Defense on me!
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
You blitz all night!
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Leave no doubt!
All right, it is 8:06 here on this Friday, April 26th. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott. Josh Neighbors back in studio. Hard to believe that Monday, Roger, we were at Justin Moore's golf tournament. Josh, does that not seem like, to me, it seemed like a month ago?
It's hard. Yeah, it's been a month. It feels like a month and a week.
Our golf tournament was a year ago.
Well, you think about it, guys. We started this tour
this month.
Three weeks ago at the Eclipse. Remember, I think we were on the road the Friday before the Eclipse, and frankly,
man, we've been on the road
basically 12 out of 15 shows for 3 weeks. But you know what? Let's listen. And folks like you and great sponsors like you want us to come do the shows there, and we do. It's not always the easiest, but we have a lot of fun doing it. We're blessed to be able to do it. But we've had a fun run. Did you see Justin Moore yesterday? It played last night, or is it tonight? He's playing at Boise. In Boise, Idaho, and he went to the Blue Field. Have you ever been up there to see that?
No, but I've seen it on TV.
I've actually walked on that before. I went up there when the Razorbacks were playing in that one of the March Madness tournaments, and it's weird. You know, you go to UCA, you've got the purple
sure,
there,
and gray, yeah.
But that blue, man, wow! It is sort of a shock to the system.
It's tough to look at night games too, because the light reflects so hard off of it that you can't. You know, it looks like it's almost like glass or like sheet metal. Aluminum foil almost on the field.
And that's where Taylen Green came from. That's obviously he came from Boise State and a great program there. And it's been a busy few weeks. And one interesting thing, Frank and I were talking about his history with Sam Walton. So we've got the opportunity, and I'm saying this publicly because I want to try to make it work, is that when we were over at Mainline Sports Bar a few weeks ago for a trivia, we talked to a gentleman who was connected to, is it John L.? Is that the way you pronounce her name? John L. Hunt?
Yeah,
and said that that she is a pistol, and I think she's 93, and said that we might could get her on the show. I would think that would be fascinating. Have you had a chance to be around her very much, Frank?
I know her and speak to her, but not well, certainly not well, but she remembers your name, and I'm get in the elevator with her. She'll stop and talk to you. She's a lovely lady, very, very sharp. It would be a great guest for you
Of course, you know, she was the rock behind J.B. Hunt. And Josh, if you don't know, J.B. Hunt Trucking, obviously, is that national trucking line.
Mm-hmm.
And their son, Brian, who I met a few weeks ago, first time I'd ever met him, and he's been involved with Razorback basketball. And it's funny now, Frank, you know, a lot of times that was sort of behind the scenes when you were supportive. But now it's sort of come out public where people like you, that hey, I'm supporting the program, I'm supporting NIL or whatever, or Brian Hunt, Johnny Tyson. It's sort of now a little bit more acceptable to talk about because it gets people excited about it, I guess.
Well, you know, he's done a fabulous job, I think. I don't know any details at all, but what I've heard, he's been really the man behind the basketball. And so he's contributed to a lot of the university. I knew him years ago. He owned automobile stores.
Yeah.
And now I think he still has some connection. He has a big auction up in Springdale. He owns a lot of things in Northwest Arkansas, but a great businessman, and I think has really helped the university.
And Roger, of course, we did the show at the John L. Hunt Center
for
the baseball program. Yeah. She was the one who made the contribution. Yeah. And I want to ask you about Don Tyson.
I'm supposed to be close with Muss family.
Who's that?
The Hunts.
Yeah, I think
that was their big connection.
They were. Also, remind me, I want to ask you a question about Don Tyson here. Oh. Let's go to the phone lines. Apparently, we have a happy customer. Kathy, are you there?
Yes. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Fletcher, thank you so much. I just bought a brand new Razorback Red Jeep Wrangler, and I love it. And T.J. Holman was my representative, and he's the most patient, wonderful human being in the whole wide world, because I came in with a Rubicon, and I thought, well, I think I'm going to downgrade, and I got a Compass. I got home with the compass. Nothing wrong with the compass. I don't like the compass. I called Mr. Holman. I said, Mr. Holman, I'm a Wrangler girl. He said, come on back down here. Well, I got down there, and he got me in the most beautiful red Wrangler. I love it, and everything that you say in your advertisements is so true. I got more for my trade-in than anywhere else because I checked and called around, and the service people are wonderful. The finance people make they absolutely make it fun. And then Mr. Holman put me up with Brad, who gave me some knockout rock rails that make that Wrangler look so sharp. And now I'm going to save up, and I'm going to put some leather seats in that rascal, and she will be a bad mamma jamma. So I just want to thank you for being so honest and so wonderful.
Well, this is the best call we've ever had on this program, so thank you so much.
That's
about my sixth car I've been trading with you for a long time. I'm a Fletcher girl, and I'll always be a Fletcher girl. Thank you, Mr. Fletcher, for being a wonderful person.
Thank you so much.
So just a little backstory on Kathy. We were doing our Razorback song contest last year. Was it 2 years ago?
Couple.
Yeah, and she submitted a song, and it was to a Justin Moore song, right?
It was
That's Why We Drink.
Yeah.
That's Why We Cheer. So Kathy's been a regular on our show, and glad to hear that she is a Fletcher customer.
Well, man, that makes warm my heart. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys, for
supporting our supporters.
A couple of things on our text line here. Frank, have any cars under 5K? Number one. Here's one that says, Frank, let the boy watch. Remember
that was in the plane.
That's a reference that's been
saying.
In the plane.
Yeah, let.
Somebody corrected me. Jim Plunkett is not in the NFL Hall of Fame, so you know who is? His coach. What was the Hispanic coach? He was the first Hispanic coach to ever go in the NFL.
Oh, he just went in.
Flores. I got Flores mixed.
I didn't think Jim had been in yet.
Should be in.
Oh, yeah.
He should be. He's won
well, his numbers
Bowls.
Are crapadillo, but he won two Super Bowls.
Just like
I say crapadillo. Those quarterbacks back then in the early 70s, if you threw for 120 yards, you were throwing like a madman.
Somebody asked, where's Brandon Allen now? That's a good question. Do we know where Brandon is? He's still in the league.
Yeah, he's still in the league. His backup, I'm not sure which.
Sam Fran, wasn't it?
That's right. He was in the Super Bowl last year. That's exactly right. He was with
one of the best jobs in the world.
Yeah, and he was with the other players.
He was in the Sugar Bowl?
No, the Super Bowl.
Oh, they said Sugar Bowl.
No.
Yeah.
The other somebody says any deals on the new Ram 2500? Zippy?
Yeah, $11,000 off.
He just dropped the mic.
$11,000 off. Here's the deal. They just lowered the MSRP $7,000-$8,000, and then we're going to take another $11,000. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
$11,000.
And that's not all from the factory. Like I was saying earlier, we all pay the same amount of money for the cars.
Yes.
This is a Fletcher discount. You know, we're just doing what we can do to help the public out and sell some cars.
Look at Tom. Tom Roy is like the sun, man. You know exactly when it's coming up and going down. He brings the McDonald's biscuits in it.
Tom's a good man.
That's the most important thing he does. Here's one that says, I love this. This is from our text line. Isn't it amazing that we all remember our first kiss? Mm-hmm. So simple, so inconsequential, yet stamped in our brain forever.
Yep.
Shout out to Crystal Williams.
Crystal Williams!
He remembered who her name is.
Absolutely.
Roger, I think if I, let me see if I have this.
All right, sir.
Here it is. So this is the girl. I'm going to show Roger the picture. This is the first girl I kissed.
That's it. Yeah, you look like young.
Look at my hair.
Exactly. You're Lou Ferrigno.
Look at the head of hair I had back then.
Huge pocket on that pullover shirt. She was a cutie. Pentecostal?
Can we see that on the camera? At the hair, head of hair, Josh, that I had back then.
I can't see it. You're too far away.
How old are you there?
I was here.
Let me see. Give it to me.
I was, I think I was 15.
You look 25.
Yeah, he's a young.
Wait, and that picture is 15? It's too far away, but.
Okay, I was a tenth grader, and I think that's what I was.
I mean, you were as big as the teachers.
Well, I was. She wasn't very big. I know Jessica probably's not going to like me talking about this. Well, sizzling first kiss I had.
Well, there you are, right there. You look like again. that huge pocket. You could put a smart car
in
that
pocket. Look at that big collar. Look at the hair. Look at
big
the
car. Only thing he's missing, like, to roll up the sleeves and have some cigarettes there.
Huge bro. Huge
Our viewership is just climbing right now.
No mustache then.
Good Christian girl.
I didn't do the mustache.
Well, you couldn't do that. You couldn't
She was at. Listen, she came in with her church group. We sang it.
She was only 16.
All I know is that, I didn't know about, once you go that first time beyond the lips kiss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
What is it? What?
You go beyond the
you
lips.
You mean the tongue?
You go the tongue. Good Lord.
Well, I can see you're not wearing khakis in that one, so that was a good thing.
That was somebody.
She went beyond the lips, so she threw you the tongue.
She did. And I was like, nice.
Did you do what Frank did, go back for another week?
I remember she was staying at a family's house from the church. And so we went to this other room where the lights were turned on.
Yep, yep.
And
yep.
I was getting ready to leave, and we kissed, and she slipped the tongue in there.
Now is that your first kiss?
My God.
Yes.
Because that's what's weird about it, because I'm sitting there thinking, I don't even want to know what you were doing in your room all those years.
All I know is I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
It's the greatest thing ever.
It's the greatest thing ever. Yep. How have I been missing out on this?
So that's not only your first kiss, but it went, you're rounding first.
But the problem, Frank got to see his first kiss. She was hanging around. She
This was
in Alabama. She moved
did
back.
Did you do pen pal stuff, anything
no,
like that?
No, I think
you
I
never
might have
met her. You remember her name?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Should
I?
Listen, all the notes that you have, you liar.
I know.
You liar.
I thought about looking her up. I thought about looking her up just to track her down. She's a grandmother now.
You don't want that,
Lord.
Beautiful.
Frank, I look at my first kiss.
Wow.
She's a grandmother.
You know what? They show pictures sometimes on the Facebook, and it shows chicks hanging around the original Chargers and the original muscle cars back in the early 70s. They're wearing halter tops. They're wearing bell-bottom jeans and all that. And they were with long straight hair. They were chicks. They were smoke shows back then. And now they're grandmas.
I know. That's what's weird.
I thought we'd have a normal Friday show, and now we're getting text about adding the tongue on the text line.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can learn something here, Josh. Hold on.
I do want to give a shout-out to Katie Cake Wilson, Katie Sunshine.
Yeah, we love Katie.
Last night at Wolf Street.
I saw her dance with her little band.
She did a painting last night on the spot. She does it all. She works for the City of Little Rock for promotion. She does the hula hoop. She plays the drums. She's a painter. Anyway, just
a great
advocate for Little Rock, City of Little Rock. Yeah. And listen.
Let's get back to the kiss.
I will post the picture of the hair. Frank, I wanted you to get that down because before we go to break, I want you to... We had a guy come up to me. Listen, when you have a guy come up to you at a gas station, uh-huh. Zippy, just random, it's 9:30 at night, and I see him angling at me.
Well, he asked for your first kiss.
I said, he walked up and he said... Frank's got him a good filly this year, doesn't he? I said, yes, he does. I said, you know, I only got 2 weeks left of Oakland. And he was very nice. I just wanted to tell you that. So, what's the name of the filly that he's talking about, Frank?
Well, we have two fillies. So I'm not sure which one he referred to, but last week in Oakland, we flew in the most expensive filly I've ever bought. her name. I'm sorry.
Don't you get choked, Tommy Smith. We only have one guy go down on this.
Clear!
Don't you do it.
Let me back up. The filly that he may have seen run, the one by 11 lengths over at Oakland.
11 lengths.
11 lengths is a almost gone Rocket.
Almost gone Rocket.
And the reason her name was Almost Gone was we bought her as a yearling. And then the buyer called me and said, hey, we made a mistake. This is not going to be a good horse. She's just not developing. So we put her in a sale down in April. I'm in Florida, the April two-year-old sale. And they have to work them out for all the buyers. And this lady that was originally purchased her phoned me and said, hey, we got a problem. She's the fastest filly down here at the sale. And we're fixing the sale. A horse that I made a mistake. I thought she wasn't any good. Now she's the best down here.
Right.
So we had to pay a $10,000 fine to get her out of the sale.
Wow, how about that?
Because she was already registered to be sold. So I thought Almost Gone was an appropriate.
Okay, very nice. Very nice. When will we see Almost Gone race again?
Almost Gone is now, we thought she was going to run at Oakland, but she is going to run on Oaks Day, which is the day before the Kentucky Derby. She's going to run in front of 150,000 people not in the Oaks, but in the non-winners of two.
Gotcha.
This will be her second race. But it's going to be big time at Churchill.
I did want to ask you, too, Frank. We mentioned two more weeks left of Oakland. They're such a great partner of ours. We've been partners with them for 20 years. The other night, Eric Jackson went to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, Frank, and I think you can certainly say what he was able to do during those, I guess it was the 90s, and with the simulated racing, all that things, and the vision he had was the key to keep it to
well,
what
he saved racing.
Yeah, yeah,
it really did.
Yeah, compared to look around the rest of the country where tracks were failing because of that vision.
Well, David, right now at Santa Anita and Los Angeles, they have reduced their purses 12%. They've reduced them over and over again. They only can get 5 or 6 horses in any race. The track is just going downhill, right in one of the biggest states. Fantastic place to race,
yeah.
And now they have no purses because they don't have gaming.
That's right. Well, and Roger and I have a great relationship. You know, we've done some things for the Oakland Sports app, and we're very proud of that. And they're a great brand, and it's such a Wayne Smith. He was hired. Eric Jackson personally put it. Hired him. And so
he's holding on to a rocket.
Yeah,
no pun intended here. With what he since he got there, all the development that's happened and everything, and the team that he's put together is phenomenal. And they work hard.
And there's no other track like that in America. We have all those things, all those amenities. There is entertainment. It's beyond.
Well, he's a very good friend of mine, and we raced this past weekend. And we raced a horse named Miss M-I-S-S Rocket, and we flew her in from California. And myself and everybody at the track thought she was going to win. She went off 4-5, and she got beat at the wire. She led about 4 or 5 lengths going down the stretch and got caught. But anyway, so I got home and told my assistant, I said, bring me the airplane, Bill. I want to see what it costs because I hadn't flown a horse in years and years.
Well, are you going to tell us what it is?
Yeah.
Okay,
but
don't tell us yet. Roger, what would you think? And you fly the horse from where to where?
Los Angeles to Memphis.
Okay, and then you
truck them from Memphis.
What do you think, Frank? Roger, what do you think the cost would be to fly a horse from L.A. to Memphis?
I don't want to just throw out a crazy number. But I don't want to be so low. Now, let me ask you.
Be reasonable. Yeah,
I'm going to be reasonable. Let me ask you this. Is this horse the only thing on that plane?
No, there were several other horses.
Several other horses.
It's a horse plane.
It's a horse plane.
Yeah.
Well, of course. on the horse plane.
We had a few people sitting.
So there's a dozen horses on this plane for sake of argument. Everybody's got to pitch in.
I'll
say 50K.
Okay, that's what I was
15,000.
I was going to say between 25 and 50.
Well, I said 50.
Yeah, so I'll say somewhere between 25 and 50,000.
Well, round trip, it was 6,500 each way.
Oh, that's not bad. Well, that's not bad.
Well, I'll take that 6,500 right now.
I thought it was pretty high.
Absolutely.
I mean, my second place earnings, I got $15,000. So $13,000 went for the airplane.
Right, right.
The jockey had not sent me his bill yet, but he flew, first class, and stayed in the hotel. And so I'm going to get his food. My $15,000 is gone.
What did it cost to truck it from Memphis?
I don't know that. I would guess $300.
Well, okay. When you think about it, $6,000 for a one-way flight. Yeah, 65 for.
Let me tell you something. You dang right.
For one-way ain't cheap. But I was like you, Roger. I was thinking it was going to be.
Well, of course, because I'm just thinking somebody's going to rape you on that stuff because you're a horseman and you got all
the
money.
Well, the reason they don't rape you is because you can't afford it. I mean, you can't do it.
Yeah,
they wouldn't anybody be on the plane.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So, I mean, people, it's like we talked about with inflation and stuff. People are going to take advantage of somebody that's going to spend that money.
I tell you who does a ton of it. Baffert flies in horses every darn weekend, it seems, to Oakland.
Several times a year.
Well, this is, you know what this tells you?
What?
We need to get a horse plane.
Yeah, well, listen. Yeah.
We need to invest in a horse plane.
Roger's right. I had never thought of a horse plane until Frank just mentioned it. And I'm trying to envision it now. It sounds
interesting. People listening, let me explain a little bit about the horse plane is set up with stalls in it. And, it makes the horse feel like he's in his home. And then they have to alert the tower that they are carrying race horses. And they don't take off at the same angle that another plane does. They take off at a very low angle.
Interesting.
And they have to come in, and they can't fly in rough weather. So if they know the weather's going to be rough or whatever, they just don't like the trip.
Do you?
Then they give the horses.
Look at that. That is amazing.
But it takes whatever they give the horses, they have to be at the track like 3 days ahead of time for that to wear off.
No doubt.
Yeah.
To make them calm.
Well, but that's a normal part of horse racing now.
Yeah, all over the world. All over the world.
Frank, is there like a special airline? You know, is there a special horse airline, or is it like through... Like,
yeah, it's a special plane just equipped for that.
I don't know.
FedEx, I'm not sure how they do it, but there used to be a plane called Tex Sutton Airline, and it was just built just for... I'm not sure how FedEx does it. Well,
that picture you just showed, look how many horses. There must have been 25, 30 horses in that, wasn't it?
Yes.
It looks like it.
$6,500 a pop, it can make some money.
Well, it makes sense. You've got to make it reasonable for you guys. But I love the fact that Frank looks at the bill and goes, I got...
that was one way. One round trip.
Well, listen, $6,500 is a lot of money to me, and this cat over here is saying it.
I tell all my buddies who, you know, I said, listen, you know, every once in a while somebody says, I'm thinking about buying a horse. I said, you need to talk to Frank Fletcher about getting into horse racing. Because it's not a money-making deal. For the most part,
no, it's sort of like playing golf. It's just a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun to do it. You gotta have the means to do it.
Yeah.
All right, we're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are doing deals from now until Tuesday. All the deals that you've been hearing Zippy and Frank talk about, they go all the way to Tuesday.
That's correct.
Up to $11,000 off at 72
months, 0%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's National Carbine Day at Fletcher Dodge.
It really is. So they'll take care of the weekend. You know, I think we're gonna have a little bit of rain, but I think it's a beautiful morning so far.
Well, we might get some rain tomorrow. I know. Zach said there's storms moving in from Oklahoma into Texas, into Arkansas right now. That's why they moved the game from 7 to 6 tonight to get that out of the way. And it should be, if that moves through, then that's going to bring some of that humid and warm weather tomorrow. At
Look at you. Oh, did you you just went a meteorologist on us there.
I did. I just blacked out and became my intelligent middle boy.
You hear the song?
I don't.
A little Shania Twain kiss?
Exactly.
No, it's Faith Hill. Faith Hill, this kiss.
Yeah, Faith Hill, this kiss. That was close. I got half of it right. It's a kiss song.
Shania Twain, no.
You'd like the kiss.
We played Prince earlier today. Yes. We heard you.
Oh, my gosh. So somebody sent me a clip of Prince strumming to play that funky music. Just a little clip. I've got to go back and watch it. You can't take your eyes off that cat. That dude is incredible.
And we haven't asked Josh when his first... He's only 27, so it wasn't that long ago.
It was last week, actually.
We know who his first kiss was. We know who your first kiss was.
Who was that?
It was his mirror. You practice.
All right. We'll visit with Danny West and find out how much we're paying the next recruits that are coming in and playing.
Oh, my God.
It's 8:30 here in Morning Mayhem.
Tickets are on sale now for the 20th annual Double B's BuzzBQ, Saturday, May 11th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Go to buzzbq.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The run on quarterbacks came fast and furious last night in the NFL draft. Six quarterbacks were taken in the first 12 picks of the evening. First, it was Caleb Williams going to the Bears at number one overall. Then LSU's Jaden Daniels, the Washington Commanders at number two. North Carolina's Drake May went to New England at number three. At number eight, the big shocker of the night after signing Kirk Cousins this offseason, the Atlanta Falcons drafted Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with that number eight pick. At number 10, it was Michigan's J.J. McCarthy, who went to Minnesota. And then at number 12, it was Oregon's Bo Nix, who went to the Denver Broncos. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Buzz weather with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Rain and storms will continue to move out of the area this afternoon. Temperatures will stay on the cool side for those of us that saw rain, with highs making it into the mid to upper 60s. Clouds will linger throughout much of the day. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
The Zone is on the road tomorrow. We're going to be in Hot Springs at Oakland. It's going to be a jam-packed show. Nancy Holtis will join us there. Thanks to our friends at the Gangster Museum of America, Tom Murphy. We got to talk about this draft and all things Razorbacks and the Red Rye Report. We'll learn a little bit more there. Thanks to our friends at Southern Structural Solutions. A huge lineup for Friday. What a way to wrap up the week. Tune in 10 a.m. The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's Ram Truck Month, and Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on new Rams. Up to $11,000 off new Ram 2500s and up to $10,000 off new half-ton Ram. But that's not all. They've got 0% financing on new Ram Bighorns for 72 months. Or how about $10,000 off new Jeep Gladiators? And they have new 2024 Jeep Compass 4x4s for only $424 a month with zero down and no gimmicks. They're getting new inventory every week, so come in and let them know what you're looking for. They're ready to make you a deal on a new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram. And don't worry about your credit. If other dealers have told you no, come see their credit professionals at Fletcher Dodge and let them help you get into a new vehicle to get you to work or school. For the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Sherwood. Or you can shop online at FletcherDeals.com. It's Ram Truck Month, and Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on new Rams.
Buckle up and hold on tight as Southland Casino Hotel presents their Wham Bam Thank You Ram Truck Giveaway. Earn entries daily. Then on April 27th at 9 p.m., we're handing out $2,000 in free play to nine lucky winners, while one bold player will get to navigate the off-road in a brand new 2024 Ram truck. Don't just play the game, dominate it. Only at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
The newest Forest River dealership is now open in Little Rock. Visit Arkansas's premier Forest River dealer, specializing in the sales and service of the Forest River lineup, along with a large selection of quality pre-owned RVs. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. Plus, as part of the Camping World Dealer Network, you will have access to our national network of lenders, nationwide service network, and all of the Good Sam products and services. We can't wait to serve you at our newest location in Little Rock.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Always make sure to say please and thank you. Morning Mayhem is back on the air, live from the Oakland Hot Springs Studios. Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Whenever I think of picnics now, I think about the scene in Zodiac where the killer walks up and kills the couple beside the water. And I just,
I'm going to take you on a picnic and I'll protect you.
I'm telling you right now. Listen, you do that for me?
Don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not going to wait too long. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Good stuff there, man. Justin Moore singing a little Colin Ray. Hard to believe Colin Ray was with him Sunday night. This past Sunday night.
For sure, for sure.
He's on the West Coast. He's out there in Washington State, Frank. Justin Moore is, and that's a long haul out there to do a few concerts. But that's what he's doing. But that was a fun week. He raised $530,000 for charity for St. Jude on Monday. So he did that.
Does he sleep on that bus or?
He does. He sure does. Yeah, it's very, very comfortable. Y'all don't sell those here, do you?
I mean, it's a wonderful way for him to travel, though.
Well, he doesn't like flying either. He's got a driver he trusts. He pops in there. He watches TV, reads books. He's on the internet, sleeps, all those things. And
it's got to be so much more comfortable.
Yeah, it's just easier for him. He said to have to catch a flight here and there. And sometimes he has to fly.
You got to leave early, obviously, than he normally would.
Let's check in with our man, Danny West, if we got him ready there, Josh.
He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood with Frank Fletcher and Chris Zender, and they're selling cars. And we were talking a little bit about recruiting earlier, talking about Talen Green. That's where Justin Moore was yesterday up at Boise, Idaho. And did I see yesterday that we've the Razorbacks got a commitment from a safety? Did I see that? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I actually got a more recent one this morning to talk about, Baz. Within the last half hour, got a new transfer commitment coming to Arkansas. That's Anthony Switzer. We're calling him a nickel, the hybrid spot. Arkansas calls it the hog spot. Manoy was listed as a linebacker at Utah State. But, Snacks Johnson moving out of the way earlier in the week. And, of course, they bring in Anthony Switzer. Now, this is an Arkansas native. From Augusta, Arkansas, played a few years at Arkansas State before following coach out west to Utah State, and really blew up this year. 84 tackles this past year, I should say. 84 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, and an interception for that Utah State team. He visited, started his visit a couple of days ago, got on campus. He had already scheduled another trip after Arkansas to go see the Pitt Panthers, and got home to Arkansas and went ahead and decided, hey, I don't need to see anything else. He canceled that Pittsburgh trip, and this morning he announced his commitment to the Razorbacks. So got that one out of the way. That's your third incoming transfer commitment. And, of course, you mentioned yesterday this does make it back-to-back commitment days for the Razorbacks. They did pick up a 2025 safety commitment out of Mobile, Alabama, Williamson High School. That's Taj Overton that we spoke about last week. I like him, guys. He's a big hitter. He's fearless. He's disciplined. 6'2", 190. Highly productive as a junior. He had 116 stops last year, 9 tackles for loss. He chose Arkansas over offers from Florida State, Missouri, Ole Miss, and a few other smaller programs. But solid pickup here for Scott Fountain and the boys. They went to work in January offering Overton. Got him on campus March 9th. He set an official for June 21st, I believe, so he'll be back, which tells you you got him on one visit, I should say. That's pretty rare nowadays to get him after just one visit, but that's what happened here. And like I said, he'll be back again soon for his official. But, yeah, back-to-back commitment days. We've had a lot to talk about lately.
Well, we hope these recruits are better players than this phone line is we have with you, Danny. I'm not sure what the deal is. Josh, you think it's the tie line or is he on the phone line?
He's on tie line.
You might want to, I tell you what, you want to just have him, if that's the case, you would just have him call back. Danny, can you just call back real quick? Cause that's a bad connection.
Yeah.
Call back.
You're trying to reconnect, Danny? If not, we can just send you the phone number.
Yeah, we'll just do that. 661-1037, while we're waiting for that, somebody just asked Frank and Zippy if you got any deals on new diesel trucks.
Yeah, I've got all trim levels, but right now I got a few and up to $11,000 off. No gimmicks. You don't have to qualify for anything. You don't have to trade. You don't have to finance. You come in and write a check. But I've got them as low as 59.9, and then we got all the way up to Laramie with all the options. We call them cowboy Cadillacs. But I got some 2,500 gas burners that'll pull up to 15,000 pounds in the 40s, brand new. And you can't find them pre-owned a lot of times for that kind of money.
Listen, when you said, when he starts throwing out that diesel language, were you locked in on that?
I actually blacked out when you did that, but I know that diesel, I know one thing, and those diesels, that's what somebody needs to be doing, a lot of hauling, a lot of pulling
Yeah, a lot of people use them for work.
Yeah.
And when you need a truck like that, you need to depend on it. And the Cummins motor has always been a staple for
these motors. What are we talking about, 300,000, 350,000 miles or something like that?
Absolutely. If you take care of them and you do the maintenance, we've had them come in here with 500,000 and 600,000
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
And that's Cummins. No exaggeration.
Yeah. Can I tell you, now, I don't know much about trucks, but I know that truck behind you right there is a bad-looking truck.
It is.
It's TRX. Ram.
Danny's back.
You're exactly right. It's a TRX Ram, 700 horsepower, every
700
off-road
horsepower.
You know how many air horse planes that is?
Heavy horses.
This is one of the most beautiful trucks I've ever seen.
It is. You know what, Frank? Remember, you used to have the chrome. I don't notice as much chrome around here as we used to.
Well, if you see my car outside, I just put new chrome wheels on it yesterday.
He rode around in the black on black forever.
How about that?
He calls me or texts me. He said, "Hey, I need some chrome wheels for my car." And I walked out. I didn't know he got them on there yet. Okay, and I walked out. He's chromed up.
Chrome. I think we've got
chromed
that
up, wow.
Danny back. Danny, are you there?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that, fellas. We got some storm where I'm at this morning. I'm not sure what the deal was there. Not sure what you heard, but I don't mind repeating myself.
No, we heard it. It just was hard to hear. And by the way, they moved Nancy back here. Nancy Rice, your employee, who's a huge Hog fan. She was at the game Tuesday night at Dickie Stevens. She said that, and I think I saw this today, they moved the game back, Roger, tonight from 7 to 6, trying to get around this weather. They're going to be sort of dancing around storms.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Danny, one of the things I mentioned today, I just said now every time I see a kid that's committed to us that we're looking at, I'm thinking, you know, how much are we having to offer him? That's the dialogue that pretty much. If you had to think, would you say every recruit you have to dialogue with money, or is 50%, or what would you say on that when it comes to the money incentive to try to get a kid to come to your school?
Well, at this point, I'd feel comfortable saying money's being exchanged for more than half. I would, conversations are well more than half. I would say now. There's still some guys that show up and say, "Coach, you don't have to offer me anything. I'm coming." But those are getting few and far between. They're really hard to come by. So, especially right now with the transfer market, I'd be comfortable saying most of them are absolutely getting something. Matter of fact, we're sitting back watching some of these guys start to slowly come off the board. And I tell people all the time, you know, there was a Charlotte transfer in here last week, Nakai Hill Green, the linebacker transfer, and up until 2-3 days ago, it looked like Arkansas was in the driver's seat. Now you look up, it's Missouri and Colorado in the front running seat for him, and you go, man, those are two teams that are really known here lately for NIL and playing the game a little bit. So I don't think that's a coincidence if that tells you anything. There's a lot of cases out there like that where if you're not going to play with them, then you're just not going to have a chance. So it's really no surprise to keep seeing some of the – every time you look up and you see some of the same teams involved with transfers and having success with them, there's probably something to that. Certain teams are throwing out a little more than others.
We're visiting with Danny West, brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales, Trey Johnson over there in Hot Springs. Did you guys see last night a couple of people brought it up. So last night during the draft, Nick Saban made the comment about the quarterback from Toledo. Can't think of his name, but he said he was our number one target in the transfer portal, but he said he never got in it. He wanted to stay loyal to Toledo, and his grandmother wanted that. So
it's Quinyon Mitchell, by the way.
Yes, thank you, Josh. Some people were reading into that was tampering, or that the school was making the first move. Did you hear that, Danny? And what's your thought?
Well, that's exactly how I took it too, buddy. I mean, he just put it out there, and I don't know if it was a slip of the tongue, and maybe he wasn't really fully aware of what he was saying on national television. But that's exactly how I took it, and not surprised at all, because I mean, you talk to coaches, you hear the horror stories all the time, and yeah, there's a trickle down effect. If coaches that I talk to are dealing with it, yeah, it probably starts at the top, and I can't sit here and tell you 100% that that's what Saban and those guys were doing. But if I had to guess, if I had to choose one or the other, I would venture to say that was probably going on. So that kid, but a lot of kids, guys, a lot of them.
So the question is, Frank. So what he's saying is, can you say for example, Sam Pittman and Bobby Petrino go, hey, we need to get another lineman. So you either look at the portal, the kids that are already in it, or the question here, you see somebody and you find somebody that reaches out and says, you should get in the portal. Because we're going to get you.
Say that last part, second part again.
So in other words,
so you see, yeah, go ahead.
They see a player that's at a, you know,
at another school,
a non-power five school that maybe you could target and say,
and how, who's the person?
I don't know who that is.
Is there a person that can say that?
Saban says, well, he's got an assistant that goes say, listen, we can pick up this kid probably out of.
Well, it's happening to Arkansas right now. I'm not going to talk about who or what, but there's some people. Made illegal phone calls to two of our receivers to try to get them,
and that's what we're talking
about. So what made it illegal is what I'm asking.
Because they were not in the portal yet. In the portal.
They're poaching.
Okay.
That makes sense. They're doing it all the time.
I follow what you're saying, but is there anything, Danny? Is there anything with the regulations right now that can skirt that and not be poaching and illegal far down the trough? Of a person being able to make contact.
They don't care what's illegal or not. They're doing it, and nobody's.
Well, I follow you.
Nobody's
but if it's
doing
illegal,
anything to them. If there's a rule, it's not enforced.
I think the key is.
Is there a rule?
I think the key is, right, Danny, if you're not in the portal, the coach
hands off.
You should not be being.
That's what I'm saying. How far down the trough?
I think that's what it is.
Well, they just get some fan to call somebody else. I mean, they go around it.
Yeah,
do they get you as a contributor?
Not me, but
well, not you. And then you get a hold of Zip, and Zip gets a hold of the golf pro at where he hit that hole in one, and says, "Here's what I need you to do."
There are avenues that they take. They're not all directly, you know, from school A. In this case, we'll say that might mean Alabama, but it's not always that coach that hits them up. Sometimes you might have a high school coach or an uncle. Who knows what the relationship might be, but it's not. It can be indirect tampering, you know, just to put out feelers and say, hey, I got a call from this school. Would you be interested if you were to enter the portal in this amount of money or whatever? And, of course, the kid is going to sit back and say, well, heck yeah, I'm going into the portal today. That sort of thing. So, yeah, it happens all the time.
Do you say, go get your biggest offer and we're going to just beat it by $10,000? Is that how they do it, or are they just...
The team that has the kid currently?
Yeah, say you're trying to recruit a guy about NIL money. Do you say, hey, go around, see how much you can get, and I'll beat it no matter what? Is that what they tell these guys, or do they just offer them a number?
I think they have an idea of what they're getting already, and they just offer them a number more than that.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty much it. Sorry, I didn't realize he was asking me. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's a mess now, fellas. It's a mess. I'm doing all I can to stay afloat this morning.
I had a couple. I'm not going to say who these people are. I have one person who's, you know, is a big supporter of U of A. He said it's 100% money now, not even 99%. He said the stories are nuts. Here's another one. This is a collegiate coach who listens to our show. He said a lot of times you go through the club coaches and high school coaches maybe.
Sure.
To get to that kid is in college now. You go
all
through
right.
their high school and say, yeah, so that's one avenue of doing it. So,
there you go.
Danny, great stuff as always, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Danny.
Y'all too. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We've had a bunch of them this morning.
That's okay.
We'd rather have a technical difficulty, Danny West, than no Danny West at all.
All right. I appreciate your ride. Y'all have a good weekend.
Here's another. It says constant negotiations even after a commit. I tell you, I don't know how these guys deal. I mean, I'd be losing my mind. I do want to thank HJ Trailer Sales for sponsoring Danny each week. Can you imagine him trying to keep up with this stuff? He's got high school kids coming in. He's got transfers. He's got the kids that are already here you're trying to keep from leaving. It's crazy. Look who's here right there. Shapur's here. Shapur's here. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How are y'all?
We'll take a break. Come back. And you're wearing the hog. You're going to be taking care of my mom tonight.
Listen, it's an honor. I promise.
Yes, you can't wait.
So sweet.
All right, 848 here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram here in Sherwood.
Spring. Spring calls for fresh style, and you can find it at Sissy's Log Cabin. Their selection truly has everything for anyone at a range of price points. Shop the latest trends from designers like David Yurman, Lagos, and Roberto Coin. Browse timepieces from brands like Luminox, Tudor, or Tag Heuer. Find the perfect diamond. Discover amazing estate pieces you won't find anywhere else. Whatever you're looking for, I guarantee you can find it at Sissy's. To match their incredible selection, they also have the best service. They always treat me like family. No one is more friendly, attentive, and invested in making sure you get exactly what you want. They'll even make a custom creation for you if you don't find exactly what you're looking for in their expansive collection. Really, the whole experience is best summed up by the Sissy's promise of unmatched quality and service. Ready to experience Sissy's for yourself? Shop online at sissyslogcabin.com or visit any of their six locations in Pine Bluff, Little Rock Heights, Little Rock Promenade, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway.
Only Saracen Casino gives away a brand new car every month. And it's not just any cars, but the hottest cars on the road. Like tomorrow night, a Porsche 718 Boxster from Gossett Porsche in Memphis. You need to be driving a super cool Porsche Roadster, and you can. It's easy. Just play your favorite casino games and rack up entries. But only at Saracen Casino Resort.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Rock out with American-style sushi experience founded on great food, true love, and rock and roll.
Rock and roll sushi.
Deliciously twisted flavors and a rock and roll vibe that'll blow your mind.
Rockandrollsushi.com.
Now with six locations in Arkansas.
Whiskey Myers, live in concert. Friday, May 3rd, Simmons Bank Arena. With Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real and Reed Houghton. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Whiskey Myers Live.
The Can-Am sales event is in full swing at all Bradford Marine and ATV locations. 2022 Ryker Rally motorcycles with up to $2,000 in discounts and financing as low as 1.99%. Always ride responsibly and safely and observe applicable laws. Remember that riding and alcohol and drugs don't mix.
Are you ready for a better forklift experience? River Valley Tractor and Castle Forklift have teamed up to manage your material handling needs. From diesel, lithium, propane, and so much more, Castle's product line is versatile, ready for the next generation of consumers to make every job easier. Step into the future of forklift innovation. Choose Castle. Visit River Valley Tractor, your authorized Castle forklift dealers in Central Arkansas.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Dan, this house is freezing. It's got to be these old windows.
The windows are fine.
It's time to text Renewal by Anderson. Otherwise, I'm cranking up the thermostat.
No, our heating bill is huge.
Exactly. We need new windows.
You think so?
Our windows are over 10 years old. They're letting out the warm air and wasting money.
You're saying we could actually save money and the house would be warmer if we replaced our old windows?
Yes. And if we text now, we can save hundreds of dollars.
I'm texting Renewal by Anderson.
Text OUTSIDE to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation with Renewal by Anderson online today. Plus, text now during the spring savings event and buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Plus, save an extra $30 off every unit. Text OUTSIDE to 200-300 for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a full year with Renewal by Anderson. Text the word OUTSIDE to 200-300. OUTSIDE to 200-300.
Tune in each week to Out of Bounds to hear from team captain Kendall Diggs. Omaha is the goal, and we're looking for a great season. Kendall Diggs is brought to you by Stephen Elmore with Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Stephen Elmore or give him a call at 501-537-0959.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
And she has a fantastic view of the North Sea and the West Sands Beach. I hope you enjoy my interview with her coming up here in a matter of minutes.
Morning Mayhem, Raj, Baz, and the Kid.
All right, 8:53 here on Morning Mayhem. That was the one and only Trey Schaap. I heard his interview today from the short grass. What's the coach's name again? Gustavo Morates, who is an assistant golf coach for the Razorbacks. Really intriguing about their pipeline to Latin America. And they've got some great golfers. Got a little, what do we got right here? A boogie,
Man. Boogeyman.
Boogeyman, yeah. We're talking about Boogie Flan.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Very nice. He's a five-star. Speaking of five-star, Shapur is a five-star, Frank.
Good morning. How are you?
You are the, how would you describe what he is, Frank? What is Shapur? What does he do?
He's the friendliest man in America.
Are you not, you're like
and,
a...
And for a non-politician, I would say he knows more people
he
than
does.
I've ever met.
Hype man.
He's a, are you a hype man? You're, are you, the, you consider, are you the GM? Are you the front man? What are you?
I go wherever Frank tells me to go.
Like in Casino, Roger, what was De Niro? What was he sort of, the face
well,
of the Casino?
To stay out of the legalities of it, he was the food and beverage man.
Food and beverage man.
That way he stayed under the radar.
That's right.
That's right. He had all the power.
Think how many people, Shapur, between Benihana's and River God, Seca's, how many people you have served or overseen meals with over the years?
It just amazed me, you know, people... They just love you because the way you are, because what you do for them.
Yes.
Just be nice to people.
That's right.
I learned from Frank a long time ago. That's Frank. Does Frank make people happy?
Yes.
Frank make people comfortable.
Yes.
I was sitting in the coffee break room a minute ago.
Yes.
What a good example right there. And lady, her name was Pat. I asked her, what's your name? He said, Pat. He said, I seen you somewhere. How long you been working for the company? I said, 42 years. He said, what? So you've been working for, you, how old were you? I said 12.
Nice. Well, my favorite story about you is that the fact that you started, you couldn't even hardly speak English.
No,
you got him out of the
zero,
bar.
Zero. Frank gave me opportunity, and I always appreciate that. And anyway, she was telling me how good this company is.
Yes.
Frank Fletcher Dodge. She's been coming in the last 12 years buying cars from Frank. The service is so good.
Yes.
She's sitting in the break room.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I mean, I was so excited. I said, what's your name? I need to mention your name.
Well, listen, my mother is coming. That she's so excited when she can see what Shapur's going to take good care of us. She brings
got her own table.
She loves that table right there.
Same place. We already got a dessert for her.
Yes. And obviously you have somebody for 42 years. Now, do you still speak Farsi? Can you still?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
You
I
can?
Speak Farsi.
We need to come up with a phrase for Roger or something. What would be something to describe Roger? Double R. I guess when Double R rolls into the restaurant.
Is Double R
the only guy that you've ever had that gets the salad bar to go?
When you seat him. When you seat him, he's got this ready.
He told I remember to tell Carrie, I got to hurry up so I can get to the bar and get me something to go.
But, David, I got to tell you a story. I get so many phone calls. I get so many customers that come to. I'm going to let you all know because you really are doing a good job. Frank is, I mean, it's unbelievable. People driving all from Memphis.
Yes.
Driving through town, going to the Dallas. And they heard your radio.
Yeah, they heard the bus.
And they said, man, we're going to stop this place. See what's it look like. What are they talking about? How good the steak is. I get so many people from out
great?
Of town now.
Yeah.
They're stopping by. And when they're eating dinner, they say, well, might as well. This is a nice hotel. You got two beautiful restaurants. We're just going to stay in the hotel.
The challenge is sometimes, too, I know, like for my mom, which restaurant do you eat?
No.
Well, I mean, which one do you choose? I mean, you know, both have the same, that cocaine rice that you have.
Yeah,
both
cocaine butter. One of the things we're trying to do now is, you know, we have a big sushi bar and really great sushi chef over in Benihana. So we're now serving sushi in the steakhouse. So, you know, if you like sushi, you want to eat a steak. And get a platter of sushi for the table. We got big pictures of platters on our menu now.
Yes,
it's
huge. I have trouble saying that word.
What?
Sushi. I know, just sushi. It just
sushi now. I was in Dallas the other night at a Honda invited us down for a dinner. And I went to this Nick and Sam's, which is one of the famous restaurants. And they're serving sushi all over the steakhouse. So I think, man, we're right on the target now.
All right.
But anyway, so y'all come see Shapur tonight. Please call 371-9000. Awesome private room.
That's it. I'm calling Mosquito Joe. I am done being chased in by mosquitoes.
Let's just have our lawn company take care of our mosquito problem. You know, they take care of our lawn. We got our termite contract with them. Hey, the guy even gave me a haircut last time he was here.
Seriously? I don't want a jack of all trades. I want a mosquito control expert. Mosquito Joe knows mosquitoes. Their first service is only $39, and there's no contracts.
Okay.